For more analysis, I'm joined now by John Sandweg, who served as acting ICE director under President Obama. John, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So as you've seen, DHS is saying that the ICE agent here was acting in self-defense. The mayor of Minneapolis, others have dismissed that after they saw the video. Have you yourself watched the video? What's your assessment of what happened here?
I think the videos, I've seen two videos now, and I think both of them raise troubling questions here. But I think what concerns me is this rush to judgment, really on both sides. But I did find the DHS statement particularly irresponsible. This requires an investigation. The video certainly, you know, raises concerns, you know, as to whether or not the officer had a reasonable basis to believe his life or the life of his fellow agents were in, you know, either serious danger of death or bodily injury. But, you know, these videos are not like they're not the entire story, and they can be misleading. And so I think what would concern me is that we're, you know, we have all these people making these immediate rushes to judgment without first conducting a formal investigation, getting the facts we need, and then drawing our conclusions based on a thorough assessment of what exactly happened.
You mentioned that DHS statement. It was very long and detailed, definitively coming out in defense of the ICE agent's actions. What questions do you think need to be answered now to figure out what exactly happened here?
Well, Anna, first of all, I'll tell you, I spent 5 years at DHS working for a secretary, and whenever something like this happens, the initial information you get is just not accurate. You get all sorts of people doing their best to provide, you know, quickly information to the department's leadership, and just unfortunately, it just tends not to be, you know, you get this misleading or wrong information in the outset. So I think that what's frustrating in part and where I find that statement really irresponsible is that you know better when you're in those positions to make rush snap judgments based on that initial reporting. But secondly, Anna, look, the videos, you know, certainly raise all sorts of questions, including where was the officer located as the car started to take off, right? What caused the officer to get into that position? What was the distance between the officer and the driver of the vehicle or the vehicle itself, right? What angle did the bullets come in? These are all questions that are going to form that basis. Now, Anna, the analysis is from that of the agent himself. Did he have a reasonable basis to believe that his life or his, you know, fellow agents' lives were in jeopardy, right? That's the critical question. But, you know, again, although those videos absolutely raise troubling questions and I think call all the more reason for us to have an investigation, they're not alone sufficient. We're going to need to get more data than that to draw any real conclusions.
As you know, DHS often points out that ICE agents operating in Minneapolis and other places face protesters and people videotaping them. There's also been concerns about how quickly ICE has been staffing up to meet the demands of the president's mass deportation campaign. Does any of that, you think, potentially play a role here?
No, absolutely. I mean, one of the big questions I have here is how experienced was this particular agent engaged in the shooting, right? Was this one of the new hires? We know a couple of things. We know the department's lowered the standards for hiring of ICE agents. We know they've shortened the training. So I think critical questions here will be, did any of that have an impact or play a role in this shooting or really in any of the use of force incidents? At the end of the day, this is about training. This is about training and experience, right? And when you're putting officers on the street where you've lowered the standards and you've shortened the training, you increase dramatically the risks of incidents like this. And I'll say one other thing, too, is that this mass deportation mission, it's created a supercharged environment. And the tactics that ICE has had to adopt as a result of, you know, the administration's call for them to increase the number of arrests has created more vulnerabilities for the agents themselves and raised the tensions. And I do think, unfortunately, that climate where we have these agents confronting these protesters and there's aggression and this kind of zero tolerance towards anybody who obstructs or gets in the way of the ICE mission, you know, certainly that kind of plays a role here as well. But again, this is why we need an investigation. We need to interview the officers involved, and all of that will inform what happened here and what do we need to do differently to prevent something like this happening in the future.
All right. That is former acting ICE director John Sandweg joining us tonight. John, thank you. Always good to speak with you.
Thank you very much.